like Kool-Aid. Boo, get me through days. Swear to God, when they done my project, throw a bouquet. Say nowhere on this earth, nowhere in this world I should ever, ever see you step into my girl.
That's my old girl from college. I always think about her when the leaves turn orange. Yeah, we went to Wesleyan and she scoffed at Vassar. I met her at a wine and she's, I looked right past her. Apparently, she would notify me right after I smashed her the first night. The first pipe's the worst pipe. But after I satisfied thirst like the pastor, I satisfied the church like. She lived in Wesco and she studied frescoes and head to toes. She stayed in the best clothes. I represent Queens, she would move out to Brooklyn. Never thought that she would have a precious heart took in by a shy brown guy from Belrose that stayed in shell toes until hell froze. Her freckles dance on her porcelain skin. It's like she got a special force within. And I've been high, but ain't no higher place than alongside her by the fireplace.
Act like you ain't even seen me standing next to her. I tie your kicks together if you ever try and step to her. Must be why you tripping when I ask you why you stressing her. Passing notes and texting her, I'm about to shoot the messenger. Used to smash, slap him on the ass and go away the gas. When I'ma call him and I hit him with a poker face. Cold his shoulder, known to blow a load and leave him frozen skate. Magnum rapper in the trash, I told him nothing gold can stay. Who's she? Guess I turn over a new leaf. Now I'm choosing groups A through D over group E's. Lose sleep, lately only counting on these two sheep. You and me, baby, skipping town up on these coupe seats. Must have broke the mold when they made you. Probably broke a nail or two flipping off these lame dudes. Hollering in plain view. Awesome, what's your name, boo? Barely had a dollar and a dream, but it came true.
So that was Step by Vampire Weekend. We were just talking about Quaker schools here at WMFO in Medford at 11:02 p.m. So let's talk about them.
Mm. Well, first of all, for those of you who didn't attend Quaker schools, what do you know about them? What do you think you know?
Well, I'm a peace and justice studies major, so I know about, like, Quaker as a, like, a peaceful practice and stuff like that. Mm. But I also took this class last semester called Education for Peace and Justice. Yeah. It's a really cool class.
I think Fora took that as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Now I know who you're talking about. Sweet. Yeah, and that class was really cool. We talked about just different modes of education, how they promote or dispromote peace and justice and things like that. So we went on to like site visits and I visited a Quaker school and it was really cool. Mm. Yeah.
What about you, Charlotte?
I feel like I know about the Quaker tradition, but not really Quaker schools. My older brother went to a Quaker camp when he was younger. Oh. So I've been to a silent meeting before, I think just once. I was actually... We tried to have silent meeting at my non-Quaker camp. I go to an all-girls YMCA camp.
Yeah, go YMCA.
And for whatever reason, for those of you who don't know, silent meeting is a time that is just a reflective time in which there's basically a community gathering and everyone sits in silence. And then if you just feel moved to say anything in particular, you just stand up and say it. And it usually is reflective in some way, sometimes about community etc. It's a good time. At my camp, everyone was really nervous about it at first, and then it quickly just turned into like tons of people just standing up
in the
middle of silent meeting.
As a popcorn meeting.
Yeah.
In the Quaker circles, yes. A popcorn meeting.
So there was basically no silence, and the only things people were saying, while very positive and wonderful, were just not thoughtful. I would not say thoughtful was the word I would use. So people would just stand up and go, "I love camp," and sit down.
That's awesome.
Well, anyways. Quaker schools had some of those elements and also decidedly did not have others. My Quaker school is one of a growing number of Quaker schools that's also an elite private school.
Mm, so, yeah, like the Obamas go there.
Oh,
yeah.
It's sort of
the top of the elite.
There's a very... a Jekyll and Hyde thing going on where you want to be the best of the best, but you also want to be inclusive and welcoming. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I think there's a lot of benefits to a Quaker-driven education. Theoretically, there was not much bullying at my school compared to peer schools. And there was an emphasis on community service and simplicity, and mm-hmm. we learned a lot about white abolitionists throughout my many years there. But definitely the highlight was meeting for worship. Once a week, you get your entire high school together in this nice wood-paneled room with a lot of natural light coming in. And sometimes you would sit in silence for 40 minutes. Sometimes people would be standing up and talking about how their mother was about to have surgery, or they were walking their dog and the leaves looked pretty or something.
And so, is there like an allotted amount of time? Like this meeting's like 2 hours and then you like go back to class or whatever?
Yeah, it was about 45 minutes to an hour. It was mm-hmm. pretty set, but then sometimes it would run over into break and that was okay.
Mm.
The worst meetings I went to were, well, my least favorites were the ones right before the school year ended, because people would stand and talk about how their friends were about to go abroad for a year and that was going to destroy their lives.
You went mm-hmm. abroad in your high school?
Some people did.
Wow.
I do not know.
Wow. Like away, like other countries or like...
Yeah, it's a thing called school year abroad. You could go to two or three other countries.
Wow. We have this thing at my school called like city term or whatever, where you can go to like New York. But that was like still pretty like not common at all.
Yeah. I mean, I think at its worst, meeting for worship could be kind of like a Facebook wall post where you could probably just say something privately to someone, but you chose to say it publicly because of who you are.
Yeah.
But at its best, you know, people could talk about graduating and leaving their siblings behind after driving to school with them. Or we had one moments before we walked at graduation,
mm-hmm.
And people stood up and just cried their eyes out. And I definitely, I miss the silence. I miss the reflective culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reminds me kind of senior dinner in a not really? In the same way, but some of the things you're talking about people at the end of the year saying things that they maybe are feeling and want to say but maybe don't feel that worthy of hearing, being on the receiving
end. Or they
have
the platform or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will say some of my high school friends are listening in but are a little too chicken to call in, so I'm just going to reveal their secret, which was that a lot of them senior year of high school created a fantasy game based around who they thought would stand up and speak during meeting for worship that semester. And the draft was very contested.
Wow, that's
everyone
so funny.
Knew who the main speakers were going to be that would stand up every week. There was a point system.
Wow. Did you like time really how intense. Long people I feel like that would be an interesting element.
I think,
you know, if somebody speaks often but briefly.
Yeah.
I think they didn't, but as a general rule of thumb, most people that spoke did not speak briefly.
Mm-hmm. Funny how that happens.
Yeah.
How big was your school?
About 120 per grade by the time we got to high school.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you definitely knew everyone in your grade and in pretty much the whole school.
Yeah.
And, where are you from?
I'm from Boston.
Oh, yeah, like in the city?
Mm-hmm. So okay. I also went to private school in Boston, very small.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, just not Quaker. That's, all girls also, too. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
Quaker meeting used to be the scariest thing at the elementary school level because we couldn't sit still for 5 minutes and... Honestly, if you ever want to teach children forcefully that they do not matter as much as the larger scheme of things, make them sit in silence for 40 minutes.
How do they keep you quiet? What do they do to you?
The teachers sort of look around and catch your eye, and if you're rocking back and forth, they sort of give you a little pointed glare. And then you know.
Wow. Ooh, that's still like a lot. Ugh. I hate getting in trouble. That like freaks me out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, knowing that you're being scolded, indications mm-hmm. of negativity.
But gently and in the spirit of peace and recognizing that of God. In
yeah. I had the same teacher for 4th and 5th grade, and he had like a very intense like scolding face. He would use like his pointer finger like wag, and you just knew like when he had his hand on his hip and the finger out, it was going to get real.
Yeah. I went to Montessori until 2nd grade, which is not like so peace and love, but it's definitely like alternative mm-hmm. like yeah. punishment, and you know yeah, you kind of yeah. just like got a list of things to do, and if you did your list you did your list, and if you didn't, like, I don't know, you like, played in the dirt and that counted also. But I have this really distinct memory of like we were lining up for something, and I was like loudly like telling a joke about my shoelace, which probably was still funny. And my teacher just looked at me like the power of a withering glare.
Yeah.
And I still remember. Just like, I didn't talk for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm. You know? Oh, were people ever sent to the principal's office?
No, never. No. Actually, one time. Oh, dang.
I was also sent to the principal's office once.
I was never, but I was reminded on Saturday by one of my friends that the reason this happened is that someone else took the fall for us one time.
Oh, no. Took the fall. You had like a fall, guys. Wow.
We did not know at the time, but if you're listening, people that were called into Miss Palmer's office after the email incident, thank you. You are probably why I'm at Tufts University now.
Whoa.
Dang.
I don't know if I want you to elaborate or if I want to live in mystery for, you know.
It's a deep, dark secret, so if there's music to play, I would rather
do an off-air reveal.
Yeah.
All right, I definitely have music that I can play, so our listeners will just have to live in ignorance.
You'll never know.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. All right, here we go.
I probably shouldn't say this, but at times I get so scared when I think about the previous relationship we shared. It was awesome, but we lost it. It's not possible for me not to care.
Turn the monitor up on the bottom right.
And now we're standing in the rain, but nothing's ever gonna change until you hear. The 7 things I hate about you. The 7 things I hate about you. Oh, you. You're vain, you're games, you're insecure. You love me, you like her. You made me laugh, you made me cry. I don't know which side to buy. Your friends, they're jerks when you act like they have. Just know it hurts. I wanna be with the one I know. And the
what I would do to take away this fear of being loved, allegiance to the pain. Now I fucked up and I'm missing you. I'll never be like you. I would give anything to change this fickle-minded heart that loves fake shiny things. Now I fucked up and I'm missing you. I'm only human, can't you see? I made a mistake. Please just look me in my face. Tell me everything's okay, 'cause I got it.
May we never have to apply again.
Oh, yeah, that's real.
Anybody going to grad school?
In it now.
Maybe.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Anna's in grad school, technically.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay.
But it's nice and consolidated, so.
It is. Great. And it was like, I didn't have to take the GREs, which was awesome. Thank you, Tufts.
Yeah, my friend actually is going to a Tufts grad program and found out he had to take the GREs like the week before his application was like due, because he thought he was going to be able to like get exempt and all this stuff, so he just took it randomly, didn't study at all, and just like had to take it like in the week.
Wow. Yeah. How did he do?
He does, I don't know. I didn't get back to him on that. It like happened like last week, so.
Wow, good luck to him. Yeah. That's a bummer.
Yeah. Those are not fun, those tests. I don't know if I want to go back to those.
Standardized tests.
Yeah.
I'd rather not speak about them.
Yeah. Even, but, like, they start so young now. I do this program where I mentor, like, third and to fifth grade girls, and they, like, get so stressed out about the MCAS, which is, like, the Massachusetts Elementary School Standardized Test. And it's, like, so sad. They're, like, eight, and they're, like, we have so many practice tests. Like, we have to do good. Like, my parents will get so mad at me, and I'm, like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's just so sad.
Yeah. Standardized tests are rough.
People have seen those questions floating around from the Common Core standardized tests, right?
Yeah.
The ones that ask you to add 8 and 5 and get 10, stuff like that.
Yeah. And you're like, huh? Back in my day, math was just math. Like, what is all of this?
Wait, what do you mean by add 8 and 5 and get 10?
It's about you have to learn the process. It doesn't matter, like, if the math. They want you to learn this process, which is, like, more complex than just being like, oh, okay, then that together is, like, 13 or whatever it is. Yeah.
I think what you're supposed to do is do 8 minus 5 to get a 3, then do 5 minus 3 to get a 2, and then 8 plus 2 to get a 10 or something.
Even though that's just not
like
mathematically
use
correct.
Certain numbers and symbols. But that's not even adding. That's adding...
Yeah, it's not even that we're teaching kids... making them take tests or teaching them the wrong thing.
Like, yeah. What? I read it's supposed to be like, if you're not like a math inclined person, it's supposed to like make more sense. But what about then the kids who are math inclined are like, what?
Yeah.
You know,
like I'm pretty sure that is not 10. Like, that'd be so awkward.
Yeah.
To be that kid.
I think the solution is it sounds like we should all go to Quaker school.
Oh, yeah. We had standardized tests, but I think they were mainly at the elementary school level. So send your kids after middle school. They'll be fine.
The best thing about my school, we had recess up until 12th grade. So that was awesome. Whoa.
Yeah. And snack time, wait, and provided amazing. Snacks.
Yeah, we had snacks.
Whoa.
Every Wednesday was cookie day. They have awesome chocolate chip cookies every week.
Wow.
And sometimes we'd have Oreos. Yeah, it was a good time.
Wow. Princeton High did not provide Oreos.
Mm. Yeah, Sidwell took a lot of flack from the student body for getting rid of a lot of its desserts. Very, very healthy options.
I had cookies like every day in high school.
You had cookies every day?
Oh, yeah. They had the warmest, softest, always fresh
soft
cookies.
Irresistible. Irresistible.
We had vending machines in our school. I used to pop out of class, buy a Pop-Tart. It was all about the
what flavor?
S'mores.
Oh, okay.
Like s'mores. Brown sugar
cinnamon.
Brown sugar cinnamon. They got that my senior year.
That color brown of the frosting of that Pop-Tart is particularly weird. Like, indiscernible as a brown, but it's just so good.
It's so good.
Like, I just overlook it.
Yeah. Wow. Now I want a Pop-Tart. Yeah, my friend Meryl and I used to always pop out of stats class and go buy Pop-Tarts. And we would sometimes get like one of each flavor and go splitsies.
Could you guys just leave class or did you guys have like pass or anything in your school?
I just had to like ask to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Or in some of my classes, we were just allowed to leave.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I had one teacher, though, who would keep track of how long you were at the bathroom, like, and
Whoa.
How many times, like, a week you went. It was a lot.
It's a little rude.
I know. It's just, like, privacy, man.
Yeah.
You know? But he would always be like, you took 7 minutes this time. And, like,
Whoa.
You're like, okay. So I just took a long walk down the hallway in my head.
I know, but the worst part is you never know when it's, you know, other issues going on. And then it's wildly embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who wants to be in that position?
But, like, he did it to everyone, so it was really just, like, we all commiserated and were like, oh, he's so annoying. So, like, didn't end up being embarrassing because you're just like, he's gonna do it. we all have to go through it.
My third grade teacher used to do that, Miss Tannenbaum. She was real tough.
Shoot.
And I remember, I'm just remembering all these names that I haven't thought about, like kids who I went to elementary school
Call
with.
Call in Miss Tannenbaum.
Oh my God, that would be crazy.
Miss Tannenbaum, if you're listening right
she was like
now.
A good teacher, definitely learned my times tables fast, but I remember-
No Common Core.
Like Tyler Barton was this third grader who just had to pee all the time. And one day she yelled at him in front of the whole class. She was like, you're going to have to get a note from your parents that you have to pee more than an average kid if you want to keep going to the bathroom like, that often. And I was like, damn. For a third grader, I was like, whoa, she means business.
Yeah, that is laying down the law.
Yeah.
A doctor's note. Shoot.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. In high school.
Same thing?
No, no. Well, actually, kind of. Well, okay, so I had a,
this is like a real issue in the school system.
I had a friend, who did have bladder issues and like had to go to the bathroom often. Or like at this point, it was like established enough that she was like, oh, I know I need to get a doctor's note and like give it to all my teachers. But she had this like wild crush on one of our teachers. And she just said it was like, or it had gone through the nurse's office or something, and it like automatically went to just all of her teachers. And she just had this horrible and he's like the most caring person, which is I guess why he was crushable, but he just like
crushable
talked, but he like talked to her after class J4G. And was like, oh, like I got your email. Like talked to her face to face about this. Oh, like God. As a sophomore in high school, it was like not hard to recover from.
Yeah. Wow.
That was funny.
Wow.
I feel like embarrassing things were a lot more embarrassing back then. You're like, oh, like mortifying, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I don't really get mortified anymore. It's like, that's happened before. Like, whatever.
I was in the campus center last night, and I wasn't paying attention to where I was walking, and I fell up the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Commotion, stuff went flying. And I picked myself up, you know, established that I wasn't broken. And I was like, I actually feel fine right now.
Yeah.
And it was such an odd feeling because I was in anticipation of that high school feeling, like my life is
or
over.
Even freshman year. Like, if that happened freshman down. Year, I would be like, no! Yeah. Like, I would have a bad day. Yeah. Just the rest of the day would be bad.
Like, dropping a dish into wick, and it breaks, and you're
and people
like,
clap. They used to do that in my high school, too. Like, don't clap for me. I do better things you could clap for.
Wait, I love the clap. I am going to be honest. Really? I think it's hilarious.
No,
I think
it's so funny. Because it's pretty
no, young. Even on the receiving end of the round of applause? Wow.
I don't know. Get some attention.
Whoa.
I think that's one of the meanest things you can do is when someone drops a plate. You know, they have to go get new food. They feel all these eyes on them. They feel
then they feel bad.
Work,
yeah.
And then you clap for them. Like, congratulations wow. on being terrible at the dining hall.
Maybe, what if
wait,
it was
I totally
snaps.
Think of it the opposite it way. I think it's like making this big joke out of like somebody making a mistake and they feel kind of bad. And then everyone is just like, oh, like, this always happens. Like,
yeah, that's yeah. totally what the majority of people clapping are.
Well, I don't think all the majority of people clapping are thinking, like, you're the worst human for dropping your plate. Like, they're probably like, oh, somebody dropped their plate. Like, this is funny. I don't know.
We can only hope.
Callers.
If you've ever, if you've ever dropped a plate into wick or fallen down the stairs, which I know happens a lot in DeWick and can lead to a lot of dish spilling.
Yeah.
Colin.
Yeah.
See, that sounds painful. That sounds like not a clappable moment.
Yeah.
Who's or fallen down the stairs. Ugh.
I avoid that first staircase.
You think like, it's worse than the second staircase?
Yeah.
Wait,
at least
which
the second
one is
staircase
the
is more
staircase
I'm
guessing
the first hidden, the so less people will see you.
Mm-hmm.
I taught my freshman that. In my focus group was like, always take the second staircase.
No first staircase.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Something that happened to me in DeWick freshman year, I think. I was like sitting on that top balcony right at the top of the first staircase.
The Titanic balcony.
And I like go to, I like threw something at my friend. I don't know. It was just like, I just was throwing like a napkin at my friend, but I missed, of course. It was like down below, you know? I missed and it hits this random kid. I have no idea who it was. It hits this person in the face. And like you would think the person would like kind of like look around, like be like, oh, I don't know, like, oh, I don't know, and go about their business. No, this person one of those like cartoonish moments where they just like take it off of their face and like look around with a vengeance and then they run up the stairs. They look around and realize what happened and they just are like and just go and
oh
haul
wow.
up the stairs.
Wow. Did they find you? Were you captured?
I ran away. I like turned and fast walked right away from where I was sitting because it was terrifying. Oh,
that's so aggressive. That's a very aggressive wow. response.
First years listening in, do not throw things at people in the dining hall.
Oh, I think the real takeaway is to just, you know, be a little more chill. It's the dining hall. Things may hit you in the face. You gotta go with it sometimes.
Yeah. Maybe if you play softball or baseball, you can handle.
Or like something, you're a semi-pro dodgeball.
Oh, yeah. On the subject of dodgeball, I've actually, thank you for bringing this up. I'm happy to help. I'm trying to set up some impromptu games of dodgeball this semester in the cage.
That sounds really fun.
I'm very interested.
Anyone who's listening is invited to partake.
Very interested. Also, what if we, okay, just to leapfrog off of that idea, I have been very, this is not something I've actually had to start, but just been like thinking a lot about kickball recently and how much I love that game. Like, what if we made a combined kickball dodgeball league?
Like, every other league.
One team is kicking and the other team
is. Like, 1 week is dodgeball, the next week's kickball.
I think it should be a gym sports team, you know?
Ooh, have you ever played gaga ball? That's the best. Gaga ball.
I love gaga. Oh, gaga.
Oh, yeah.
It's like real foursquare.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cherry bombs used to be my move.
Yeah, I think if people committed to... to, you know, locating one of those rubber bouncy balls.
Those red, like, classic. Mm. Like, those are bad with dodgeballs, though. As someone with glasses, I prefer the foam balls dodgeball.
True. As a
picture
school,
we
definitely use the foam balls.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot of foam balls would definitely be cheaper than a lot of the giant red.
Can I tell a funny story about a dodgeball game?
Yeah.
Yes. So, at my school, in middle school, we used to have a parent visiting day. And this parents would just go with us, like, through our classes, like, lunchtime, like, just so they could see, like, what we did every day, whatever. And the day that parent visiting day fell on was we had gym class that day, and we had a parents versus student dodgeball game, which was a horrible decision.
Thanks a lot, Dan.
And we were in like sixth grade, so like a very big strength size differential. A lot of people had not hit puberty yet, like very small, just very small. And this one, like, girl, my school's dad, Shoshi, her dad was really into the dodgeball game and was like sweating, like spinning, was whipping the balls at like all these little girls that like people had to like hobble out like after getting hit. And he kept going, and Shoshi was like in the corner crying, and it was like really dramatic. And I just left. I was like, nope. I'm out. Just carried myself on the outside. Wow. And one of the gym teachers had to talk to him. I was like, Shoshi's dad. We're in a sixth grade gym class, so take it a little easier.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like the equivalent of like the ref having to talk to the soccer parents on the set, but the soccer parents are in the game.
Yeah, it was a lot. I was like, what is even happening? My mom had left the scene. She was on the other team, was like, that guy's a lot.
Jasmine fled.
Yeah, she was out too. We had the same fight or flight. We were like, flight? Not this one. This one's not for us.
God, imagine being that kid who goes through high school with the reputation, you've got the dodgeball dad.
No.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Can't invite your dad anywhere.
Yeah. She did kind of
like
that
anywhere
reputation.
That this dad goes, it turns into like the level of intensity.
Like a laser tag birthday party turns into a high stakes person.
Oh my God.
He's like, has a walkie talkie, just like
he owns
ready,
his own laser gun.
He brings his own stuff. Like Barney and How We Met Your Mother. Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Shall we? I feel like this has
been a good talking.
This was a solid half hour
stint.
Of chat.
Yeah. Thank you to our listeners for putting up with it. I was informed, however, that we're just missing intramural dodgeball season. The season just ended.
Oh
no.
But that's okay. No. I think it would be even cooler to have just like a random gorilla dodgeball league.
Gym sports pickup league.
Yeah, gym sports pickup league.
Recess.
Yeah. They have top boxers.
You could do it gorilla style, though, and do it in like different buildings on campus. Yeah. Like all of a sudden you're playing, like you're in Breaker and
crane
everyone's playing
room.
Dodgeball.
Crane room dodgeball.
That could be legit.
That could
like
work.
Stack the barricades.
Yeah.
All those beautiful windows.
Like one
let's
side gets the one side gets the high ground and the other side gets like the desks to build a fort with.
Wow. Whoa, Preslon, speaking of high ground, dodgeball would be crazy if your team is losing and you're just like on the lower half of the hill.
Wow. That would be a bloodbath. I'm just like, wow. That's a lot. Good thing Shoshi's dad isn't here.
Senior week. We could do it senior week.
Yes. Senior week. That'd
be seniors. Sweet. Yeah. Let's make it happen.
Mark your calendars, people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just saw a commencement had a Facebook event.
Yeah. Did you all see last year?
I clicked interested.
There was this thing last year where one Cal student accidentally clicked going on Rice University's senior week or commencement event, and then everyone followed because it didn't say Rice in the title. It just said senior week 2015. So about four or 500 members of the class of 2015 were all
that is a lot
Walmart
of people.
Just going, and then people started posting, I don't know if you understand, this is happening at Rice University in Texas.
Yeah, that's really funny.
Wait, I saw that happened recently, actually, like the same exact thing, but with Smith College's winter ball. So there were like, I had like 100 Facebook friends going to Smith College winter ball.
I feel
ball
like that would be more January. Fun than Tufts winter ball. Yeah,
I've never been. Real. I'm 4 for 4, never having gone.
Mm. They do have good sliders. Good sliders.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The hors d'oeuvres were great.
Keeps you coming back.
Speaking of winter ball, I'm going to play some music.
Yes. Great.
Cool.
closer I get to you. The more you make me see, by giving me all you've got.
Tell me more.
Ooh, yeah. Your love has captured me.
We're back.
yeah.
With an important message.
Yes, this evening I'd like to talk to you about numbers to think about. In the healthcare debate, It's often stated that the uninsured drive up healthcare costs for everyone else because they use medical services without paying for them, ultimately shifting their bills along to those with insurance through higher premiums. While it is true that overwhelming medical expenses are a factor in more than 62% of all personal bankruptcies, and that each year there are $57 billion in unpaid medical bills, the fact is those $57 billion represent just 2.2% of the $2.5 trillion Americans spend annually on healthcare. Compare that 2.2% to retail shoplifting losses, which can run as high as 15%. Focusing in on where the expenses really are, just 5% of Americans account for half of all medical costs, and the majority of them are older, white, and already covered by a private or public health insurance plan. Many of them suffer from so-called lifestyle diseases, such as obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, caused by poor eating choices and a lack of physical activity and exercise. This has been a public service message from WMFO Medford.
Ooh. Wow, numbers to think about.
Yeah, chew on those.
Supposed free rider problem. Interesting.
Yeah, well, Trump will fix all that soon, so.
Aaron Carter believes
in him. Aaron Carter believes in him. Oh, good Lord. Well, for all of our dedicated listeners, we have good news. We just found out that we have the next hour to stay here with you.
Whoa.
So we're gonna play, it sounds like we've gotten a number of requests in, so we're gonna play another few songs here, and you know, we'll interrupt as we feel to keep talking.
Yeah.
another good talking section coming up soon, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go.
Listen to the song here in my heart, a melody I start but can't complete. Listen to the sound from deep within, it's only beginning to find relief. Pushed aside and turned into your own, all 'cause you won't listen.
I am alone and a crime. You should be rolling with me. You should be rolling with me. You're a real life fantasy. You're a real life fantasy. But you're moving so carefully. Let's start living dangerously. Talk to me, baby. Living dangerously.
Talk to me, God.